Acts, chapter 9. But Saul, still breathing out death threats against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest, and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he could bind them and bring them to Jerusalem. And while he journeyed, as he neared Damascus, it happened that a light from the heaven suddenly enveloped him. Then, having fallen down on the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he answered, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Isn't it hard for you to kick against the sharply pointed cattle prods?" Then, trembling and terrified, he said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" And the Lord said to him, "Get up, go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing the sound, but seeing no one. Then Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he couldn't see anything. So they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. And he was 3 days without being able to see, neither did he eat nor drink. Now there was a certain disciple in Damascus named Ananias. And the Lord called to him in a vision, "Ananias?" And he said, "Look, here I am, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street, which is called Straight, and ask at the house of Judas for someone named Saul, a man of Tarsus. See, he is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and laying his hands on him, so that he can recover his eyesight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many regarding this man, about how much evil he did to the one set apart for you at Jerusalem, and that he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all those who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to lift up my name before nations, kings, and the children of Israel, for I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name." So Ananias went and entered into the house, and laying his hands on him, said, "Brother Saul, the Lord, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me so that you may recover your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he received his eyesight. So he rose up and was baptized. He then ate some food and was strengthened, and he stayed with the disciples who were at Damascus for some time. And immediately thereafter he was in the synagogues proclaiming that Jesus is the Son of God. And all who heard him were surprised and said, "Isn't this the one who raised havoc with those who called on his name in Jerusalem? And he had come here for this purpose, so that he could arrest them and bring them bound before the chief priests." But Saul became very bold and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus, proving from the scriptures that this is the Anointed One. And when some time had passed, the Jews plotted together to kill him. But their plot became known to Saul, and they watched the gates of the city day and night, so that they could kill him. But the disciples took him at night and let him down through the wall, lowering him in a basket. And when he had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. But Barnabas, son of encouragement, took him, brought him to the sent ones, and described to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and what he had said to him, and how at Damascus he had spoken confidently in the name of Jesus. So he was with them, coming and going at Jerusalem, and speaking out boldly in the name of the Lord. And he spoke and disputed with the Grecian Jews, but they began to plan how to kill him. So when the brethren learned of it, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. So the gathering of the called out ones throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace, being built up, and walking in reverent respect for the Lord, and in the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, their number was increased. And it happened as Peter traveled through every place where the good news had been received, he came down to those set apart for God who lived in Lydda also. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden for 8 years because he was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, Enos, Jesus, the anointed one, heals you. Get up and make your bed. And right away he got up, and all who lived in Lydda and Sharon saw him, and they turned to the Lord. Now at Joppa there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which being interpreted was called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and acts of mercy, which she did. And it happened in those days that she became sick and died. And when they had washed her, they laid her in an upper chamber. And since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, hearing that Peter was there, sent two men to him, asking him to come to them without delay. So Peter rose up and went with them. Then, when he had arrived, they brought him into the upper chamber. And all the widows stood near him, weeping and showing him the coats and garments which Dorcas had made for them while she was with them. But Peter put them all out and kneeled down and prayed. Then turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. So he gave her his hand and raised her up. And calling those set apart for God and the widows, he presented her alive. So this became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed on the Lord. And it happened that he stayed in Joppa a long time with someone named Simon, who was a hide tanner. This is the end of Acts. Chapter 9. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.